This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government aims to increase the textiles exports to 9 lakh crore rupees by 2030 from the present 3 lakh crore rupees. Addressing the gathering at Bharat Tex 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said the country's textiles and apparel exports registered 7% growth last year. He highlighted that India is the sixth largest textiles and apparels exporter today. The Prime Minister also stated that the government is working on creating a skilled talent pool for the textile sector. Prime Minister Modi said that India's cultural diversity is reflected in the textiles originating from different parts of the country. Mr. Modi said the vision of farm, fiber, fabric, fashion and foreign has become a mission which is expanding areas of growth of India. The Prime Minister stated that earlier Indians used to wear clothes that other countries suggested, but now India will tell the world what to wear. He informed that in the last 10 years, more than 2,400 big marketing events have been organized to promote handlooms. Mr. Modi also visited the exhibition area and interacted with the exhibitors.
Bharat Tex duniya bhar ke policy makers, CEO aur industry leaders ke liye engagement, collaboration aur partnership ka ek bahut hi majboot manch ban raha hai. Is ayojan ke liye sabhi stakeholders ka prayas bahut sarahaniya hai. Main iske kaam mein jute hue sab logo ko hriday se bahut bahut badhai deta.
Bharat Tex 2025, a major global event, is being held from February 14th to 17th. The event brings together the entire textile value chain from raw materials to finished products, including accessories, under one roof. Bharat Tex platform is the textile industry's largest and most comprehensive event, comprising a mega expo spread across two venues and showcasing the entire textile ecosystem. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has highlighted the collaborative spirit of the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, IMEC, and the Indian-Myanmar-Thailand Trilateral Highway, IMTT, in the Indian Ocean region. Addressing the inaugural session of the 8th Indian Ocean Conference at Muscat in Oman, the minister said both projects will be among the key collaborative connectivity initiatives for the region. He asserted that it is vital to ensure that connectivity initiatives in Indian Ocean region are consultative and transparent and not unilateral and opaque. The minister stated that there is a churn at the two ends of the ocean, one being the conflict in West Asia and the other being the tensions and contestations being witnessed in the Indo-Pacific. The minister said India is ensuring maritime safety and security by establishing coastal surveillance radars and partnering on white shipping agreements. He said India responds to extreme situations through deployment of naval forces and through capacity building of other Indian Ocean navies and coast guards. The 55th Director General Level Border Coordination Conference between Border Security Force and Border Guard Bangladesh, BGB, will be organized by BSF in Delhi from today to 20th of February. During this conference, BSF delegations of India, led by Director General BSF Daljeet Singh Chaudhary, will meet BGB delegation headed by Director General BGB Major General Muhammad Ashraf Uzzaman Siddiqui. The Indian Super League 2024-25 East Bengal Football Club defeated Mohammedan Sporting Club by 3-1 in their clash at Vivekanand Yuva Bharati Kriragan Stadium in Kolkata. And that's the end of this news bulletin.